This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis says he's disappointed that President Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter. Polis spoke today during an appearance on NPR's Here and Now. He equated Biden's move to the way former President Donald Trump used pardons before leaving office 4 years ago.
Power of the pardon is a very serious authority. I have it at the state level as governor. I've used it in very serious ways to address disparate sentencing, to address a number of issues, but certainly it shouldn't be used for those who are well-connected or are family members. And I was very disappointed to see President Biden do that, and I'm worried that that opens the door for President Trump to go even further with misuse of the pardon.
Hunter Biden was previously convicted of tax evasion and buying a gun illegally. Colorado's first Muslim state lawmaker is creating a new caucus at the Capitol to bring together lawmakers with heritage from North Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia, as well as other Muslims. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democratic Representative Iman Judah will be one of the two founding members, along with an incoming lawmaker who is Iranian-American. Judah, whose parents are Palestinian, says she's been thinking about a caucus for a while.
Not only watching a genocide unfold in Gaza, but also understanding the real threat of a Trump presidency.
She says the goal is to bring communities with roots in these regions together with a shared interest in human rights, not necessarily bound by religion. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's a new train maintenance facility at Pueblo Plex in southern Colorado. It's a specialized indoor space for servicing and testing locomotives, train cars, and other railroad equipment. It's part of MXV Rail's larger operation at the site east of Pueblo that's dedicated to railroad technology, consulting, and training. MXV Rail is owned by the American Association of Railroads, but operates independently. This is CPR News and KRCC.